Ezras Hashem Bali Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi, and Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches. Good morning, Rav Mordechai, Reuben, and Avi. Let's begin. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Omrim, Be'echad, B'tishrei. So, five lines down on Ches Amid Aleph. So, the first opinion had said yesterday, I think that was Rabbi Meir, if I'm not mistaken, who said that the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'ase Behema is on Rosh Chodesh El. We spoke about that in yesterday's daf. But Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, they say that, right, that's what the Gemara said. Rabbi Meir says, Be'echa Be'el is Rosh Hashanah Ma'ase Behema. So Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon say that the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'ase Behema is the first of Tishrei. Good morning, Gershon Eitan. We need you. Thanks for being here. So, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ushneim mikra echad darshu. Both shitas that hold that the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema is Rosh Chodesh Elul, and the shita that holds the Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah LaMa'aser Behema is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Aleph Tishrei. Both of them dashing their shitas out from the same pasuk. Pasuk in Tehillim. Shenemar. It says in Tehillim as follows. Lovshu karam hatzon. The sheep became clothed with baby sheep. Meaning, they became pregnant. Lovshu karam hatzon. So the sheep became pregnant. Va'amakim yatfu bar. When the valleys are filled with grain, when you could see the valleys filled with grain, yisro'au af yashiru. And not only that, the grain becomes hardened at the time of the harvest, and so it's as if when the wind blows, they're already hard and they bang into each other. It's as if the grain is singing. Yisro'au af yashiru. They harden and then they sing. So how do you learn this pasuk? Rav Meir savar, emos I love shem karu atzon. When is the time that the sheep become pregnant? Bizman sha'amakim yatfu bar. At the time when the field is filled with grain. And when does the field become filled with grain? Ba'adar. It's after the whole winter season. It's been growing, growing, growing. So at Adar, that's when the pasuk is referring to. Right after the rainy season when everything is growing. So, mis'abros ba'adar v'yoldos ba'av. They get pregnant in Adar, and we know that the time of the gestation period. Good morning, Donnie. Thanks for being with us. We need you here this morning, Donnie. Okay. Misabros ba'adar v'yoldos ba'av. We know from elsewhere that the gestation period of a behemah daka is 5 months. The pregnancy lasts 5 months. Let's do counting. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Av. So it's going to be those 5 months. So Rosh Hashanah Shalahan El. So after the gestation, they're going to give birth in Av. Since all the animals are going to give birth in Av, so the Rosh Hashanah is going to be El. Now the Chedushei Haran asks the following question. Wait a minute. We know from Tosis points this out also in Dibra Maskel. The Chedushei Haran asks. Wait a minute. We know that even though a behemah daka, like a sheep or a goat, so the gestation period is 5 months. Good morning, Dr. Ron. Pleasure to have you. Now, the gestation period is 5 months, but a behemah gasa is 9 months. So, Ma'aser behemah doesn't only apply to behemah daka. So, why are we making the rules based on behemah daka and not behemah gasa? So, he answers that, we know the Torah compares both of them. For this, so we're going to follow the behemah daka at the same time because most animals that are chayv and ma'aser behemah are behemah daka. So we're going to follow the majority. The Turei Evan on our Gemara explains that why does the Ran say that Behema Daka is more? Because there's two types of Behema Daka, sheep and goats. But Behema Gasa is only bakar, only cattle. Furthermore, he says, Behema Dakas have a lot more kids than Behema Gasas. Sheep and goats multiply a lot more. So when determining what the Rosh Hashanah is, we're going to follow the Behema Daka. The Tosis Yantif says a little bit differently. Tosis Yantif writes that even the birth of Behema Gasas are also an Av. Just they get pregnant earlier. They get pregnant 4 months before that. So yes, 9 months, but they both end up giving birth at the same time. That's the Tosis Yantif says. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim. So how do they dash in the Pasuk? Amos, I love Shukar Matzon, Bizman She Yisro Awaf Yashiru. No. When do the animals get pregnant? They get pregnant at a later time, when it's already hardened and it's time for the harvest. Amos Shibel Omos Shira Benisan. That's when they're ready, fully hardened, and they're knocking together, making a song when the wind blows. Misarbus benisan v'yoldos v'elol. So they get pregnant in Nisan, count 5 months. They give birth in Elul, v'rashana shalahen Tishrei. Therefore, the Roshana is Tishrei. Now, the Gemara wants to know, what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam. Amen. It says both phrases in the pasuk. So how come one uses one? V'idach nami oksiv yisarau af yashiru. Says the Gemara, who ba'afei losa, having been Nisan. Yeah, the late blooming ones, the ones that get pregnant later, that's in Nisan. V'idach nami oksiv v'amokim yatfu bar. So ahu b'charfi yasa. Those are the ones that jump the gun. They go quickly. They go a little early to get pregnant. The Asyon Me'adar. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbi Meir Kidiksiv, love Shukar Matzon, Bizman Shamak Yat Fubar, V'ekanami Yisraaf Yashiru. The order of the pasuk makes a lot of sense going to Rabbi Meir. When do the animals get pregnant? When the fields are covered with grain, and the later ones a month later. That makes sense. El Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Ipcham Mabayle. The pasuk should have said it the opposite. Love Shukar Matzom is Manchi Saraf Yashiru Ikanami. Some jump the gun. The Amokim Yat Fubar. So because of this kasha, the Gemara rejects this source. And the Gemara goes on to a different source. El Amarava, Tekule Alma, love Shukar Matzon, Bizman Shamokim Yat Fubar Ba Adar. Everyone agrees that they get pregnant in Adar. They're arguing at the drasha of a different pasuk. Everyone agrees that they get pregnant in Adar, but the machlokus is based on a different pasuk. Aser taser. B'shnei ma'aser is a kasha medaber. See the double lashon of aser taser. We compare ma'aser dagon to ma'aser behema. Echad ma'aser behema v'echad ma'aser dagon. Reb Meir savar. Makish ma'aser behema ma'aser dagon. Ma ma'aser dagon samach l'gamro isuro. Just like the ma'aser of Dagon. We make the rush. You're chayev in ma'aser right near the time that it's completed. Meaning, Dagon is chayev ma'aser from the time that you bring it into the house. After the harvest time, which is in Nisan, we would, even though you harvested in Nisan, meaning you. I shouldn't say you harvest it, meaning you cut it, right? You cut it, but you would leave it in the fields the whole summer, so it should dry out. And you only bring it in afterwards, after this harvest season. So the Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei when this drying out season is over and you actually bring it in, Chag HaAsif, right? You bring it in from the fields in Tishrei. So Af Ma'aser Behema Samach L'Gamro Yisuro. So to Ma'aser Behema, gets pregnant in Av. So the Rosh Hashanah should be Rosh Chodesh Elul, because that's right after the time that it is finished. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Savrei, no. Makish Ma'aser Behema Ma'aser Dagon. Ma Maisa Dagan Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei, Av Maisa Behem Rosh Hashanah Shalo Tishrei. And the other one says, no, we compare it all the way to Maisa Dagan, not just since that's Tishrei. So this one is Tishrei as well. Says the Gemara, Echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lishanim. So the next statement of the Mishnah is that on the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for the years. What does that mean? L'mai Hilcha, so what does it mean, Rosh Hashanah Lishanim? Says the Gemara, Rav Papa Lishtaros. So it's the time that years in the loan documents. How do you count years in the loan documents? So Echad B'Tishrei is when each king for the Malchi Umos HaOlam, as Gemara is going to see in a second, Lishtaros. Why? Disnami we learned the Mishnah in Shviyas. Shtarichov Hamokdam and Psulin. If a loan document that was predated, you put the date in there actually before you actually borrowed it, it's puzzle because you're going to collect from someone who buys a field from somebody after the time that's dated in the document, but before the actual loan happened. So there's really no lien. There's no mortgage. The property is not mortgaged. And someone's going to sell the property and you're going to collect from him because he sold it after the time it's in the document. But you didn't make the loan yet. So really there shouldn't be a lien on it. So it's a puzzle. Hamucharin share. But if it's post-dated, a post-dated document is kosher because at the end of the day, the lien will already have been created at the time of the loan. The date is later. It's not a problem because you're only going to collect from a lien that's on the property that's after the time. Ask the Gemara, how could you say Rosh Hashanah Lashana means for the years of the kings in the document? But didn't we learn earlier in the Mishnah, Bechad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. What do you mean? That's the first of Nisan. I'm reading L'Mai Hilchsam Rav Chista L'Shtaros. Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, Kan Malchi Yisrael, Kan L'Malchi Masa Olam. Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for the non-Jewish kings, and Aleph Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the Jewish kings. The Jews, we count our history from Pesach time when we came out of Egypt, we became the chosen people, and the Goyim count their history from Tishrei when the world was created. That's when they became, that's their date of significance. How come, if it's the same exact halacha, why does the Mishnah call one of them Rosh Hashanah Lashanim and one of them Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, if they both mean exactly the same thing? That's a good kasha. The Rishonim asked that kasha. I didn't have a chance to look up what they say, but they do ask that kasha. The Sifsei Chacham, Yesh L'Yashay, the Sifsei Chacham, we can give an answer. He doesn't tell you what the answer is. I didn't look it up. So anyway, but it's a good kasha. Says the Gemara, Ella, Hadamar Rav Chista. What about this? Rav Chista said earlier on Daf Gimel, Lo Shano Ella L'Malchei Yisrael, Ava L'Malchei Umos HaOlam Mitishrei Maninan. Rav Chista Masnisen Aslashminan. Rav Chista said this big chiddush. Oh, by the way, you should know Echad B'Tishrei that Goyim, non-Jewish kings, Echad B'Tishrei. If that's what the Mishnah meant, what's Rav Chista teaching me? Says the Gemara, Lo. Rav Chista Kroy Asalashminan. He's not coming to teach me that's the din of the Mishnah. If you remember the Gemara Daf Gimel, we had a whole lengthy discussion of how to darshan the psukim, and Rav Chista is saying only darshan out of the psukim that is for Malchei Yisrael are Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The way that, remember, there was the Shlomo HaMelech counted from Nisan because it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, a year from Yitzrayim. We had a whole long discussion of psukim. Rav Chista was just telling me these psukim only apply to Malchei Yisrael, but not to Israel. He wasn't teaching you. We know the Mishnah. Everybody knows the Mishnah. That's one answer. But now the Gemara is going to give a different answer. Because of this kasha, it still doesn't sound like such a great answer. So the Mishnah is going to give a different answer. Says the Gemara, another answer. What's Rav Chista coming to teach me? Another answer is Rav Chista, who said that the Malchei Yisrael only count from Tishrei. He says this, that the Mishnah says Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, does not mean, Rav Chista, it does not mean the years of the non-Jewish kings counting the documents. Rather, Rosh Hashanah Shana means Rabbi Zeira Masni La. The Rabbi Zeira Amar, Rabbi Zeira says, what does it mean that Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'shanim? It does not mean the documents. Rather, it means Litkufa. It means for the seasons. That one of the ways that they would, one of the reasons that they would make a leap year is to make the lunar calendar line up with the solar calendar. And the Rabbi Elazar, he damar b'tishrei nivra ha'olam. It's going like Rabbi Elazar says, the world was created in Tishrei, and since the world was created in Tishrei, this means that the heavenly beings that helped determine the seasons was created in Tishrei, and therefore, so Rosh Chodesh, so the first day of Tishrei is the first day that the seasons are recreated, the calendar resets as far as the seasons are concerned when the world was created in Tishrei, and therefore that's the time that we begin looking at the seasons to determine when the years should be made into a leap year in order to make, like we said before, Pesach turn into, fall out in the springtime. So we have to think about the seasons on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's the second answer. The Gemara gives a third answer. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, no. Be'echad b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'shanim doesn't mean the documents. It doesn't mean the seasons for the Ibur. It means Ladin, what we all know. Rosh Hashanah L'shanim means, right, finally, we're already seven daf into Rosh Hashanah. This is the first reference to Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. Our Rosh Hashanah. Ladin, it means that the whole world is judged on Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means, Rosh Hashanah L'shanim, Dichsiv. Meireishis Hashanah, V'yat, it says, Eret Hashem Hashanah L'kecha Dorish Osa Tamid. Meireishis Hashanah, V'yat Achrit Shanah, it means from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. And the Gemara has a beautiful drasha about this. Meireishis Hashanah Nidon Ma Yehe B'sofa. Right? That's what it means. Eretz Hashem Hashanah L'kecha, a land that the eyes of Hashem are with it. Meireishis Hashanah V'yat Achrit Shanah. In the rachis of the year, we're going to determine what the achris of the year is going to be like. Right? That's why people come to ask me after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, new, how did davening go Yom Kippur? I say, I'll tell you next Rosh Hashanah. I'll tell you how it went. When we see what kind of year we had, I'll let you know how the davening went. If it was a good davening, may rachis Hashanah, we're judged at achris Shana. Says the Gemara, Mimai de Tishrehu. How do you know this pasuk, rachis Hashanah means Tishrei? How do you know Rosh Hashanah is on Tishrei? Tiksiv, tiku b'chod ha-shofar b'kesel liyom chageinu, ki chok li'yisrael hu mishpat le'loa Yaakov. So the Ezu chag, shachodesh miskasabo, which is the yantif that covers over Rosh Chodesh, which is the only yantif that covers over Rosh Chodesh, have omer ze Rosh Hashanah. So this is Rosh Hashanah. Tiksiv, as the pasuk says, "Ki chok liyisrael hu mishpat lelo Yaakov." That's the day when we're all judged. So, where is there a yantif that covers over Rosh Chodesh, and that's when we're judged? That's Rosh Hashanah. Tana Rabbanan, more drashas on this beautiful pasuk. "Ki chok liyisrael hu mishpat lelo Yaakov malamed shein bezin shaman chlasan din elam ken kitchu bezin shamata sachodesh." It only becomes Rosh Hashanah if Bezdin declared the 30th day of Elul as Rosh Chodesh, that's when it becomes Rosh Hashanah. Tani Idoch, another Bryce, Yichog Yisrael Hu, Ein Le'el Yisrael, Le'umas Olminayin, Tamil Omar, Mishpat Le'elohe Yaakov. The extra words in the Pasuk, even though it's also talking about Yaakov, but the extra words in the Pasuk say that not only Jews get judged on Rosh Hashanah, Yichog Yisrael Hu, but there's also Mishpat Lelo Ke Yaakov. The God of Yaakov also judges, but this, Gemara says this refers to that he judges not only the Jews, but also judges the nations of the world. Says, Yisrael. So why does the Pasuk say only for Jews? Klal Yisrael gets the first judgment, and only the Goyim only get judged after us. Melech v'tzibor, Melech nichnas t'chila l'din. If you have a king and the rest of the congregation that all need to be judged, the king gets judged first. Shenemar, like Shlomo Melech says in Melachim Aleph, that the, one of the goals of Beis HaMikdash was Mishpat Avdo or Mishpat Amo. So that Shlomo is going to get judged first and the people get judged afterwards. Why is that so? So just like the king gets judged for his people, Klal Yisrael gets judged before the Mitzolim. Why? My time. Iba Yisemba. Lav Oyrech Aralim Kamalka Abroi. So one answer sounds like a technical thing. You know, it's not nice to make the king wait for the whole people to be finished to judge him. So we're going to judge the king first. So he shouldn't stand outside the courthouse for so long. Iba Yisema. Mekami Delefer Shcharon Af. We let the king get his judgment before Hashem gets too angry. If he judges all the people, he sees how bad everybody is, so he's going to be so angry by the time the king comes around. A little bit strange thing to say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be honest and judge properly, even if he has to judge everybody afterwards. But Mikami Delefesh Charonaf. Apparently there's this idea that when Klal Yisrael is not doing the right things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset. So we don't want him to take his anger out. Shtikala, so in Parshas Noach, there's a wild Rashi in Parshas Noach that says that when Hashem gets angry, so he'll bring plagues to the world that kill Rishayim and Tzadikim. Rashi like that. Like, it's like, Kevin Shenitim Rishus Malacham Mavis Lahashkas, Eno Mavchim Bein Tzadik LaRasha. There's this idea that once Hashem gives the Malacham Mavis the rights to go out there, so sometimes even a tzaddik is going to get. It's a little hard to understand what that is, but there is this concept like that. That's beyond the scope of this course, I would say. Okay, let's continue. Vilashmitin echad b'tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for shmitin. Says Gemara Minolan. How do you know that? How do you know that the Isser to work the land starts at Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Dichsiv says in the Torah, Uvashana Hashviyis Shabbos Shabboson Yeh La'aretz. V'gomar Shana Mi Tishrei. Dichsiv Me Reishis Hashana. Says the Gemara, V'ligmar Shana Mi Nisan. Dichsiv Rishon Lechem Chodesh Hashana. Danin. Gemara answers, Danin Shana She'eni Machadashim Mishana She'eni Machadashim. There it says Chod Shei Hashana, so it's not the same. But here, Mereishis Hashana, Uvashana Hashviyis, Gzeres Shava. Vila Yovelos, the first day of Tishrei is also Rosh Hashanah for Yovel. Yovelos, Be'echad B'Tishrei Hu. Yovelos Basar B'Tishrei Hu. What are you telling me Yovel begins at Aleph Tishrei? It's not true. Rosh Hashanah begins on Yom Kippur. Dichsiv. By Yom HaKippurim, it says, Pasuk, V'avarta shofar trum chodesh ashvi be'esar lachodesh. You should blow a shofar in the seventh month, in the tenth of the month. By Yom HaKippurim, taviru shofar. Blow the shofar of Yovel on the tenth of Tishrei. That's when the slaves are freed. That's when Yovel starts on Yom Kippur. What are you telling me? It's Aleph Tishrei. As the Gemara, Ha-Mani, who is this Mishnah going like? Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. We had this quoted in yesterday's daf. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yochanan ben Broka, decided we learned in a brisa, because Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Yochanan ben Broka, holds that Yovel actually begins on Rosh Hashanah. Decided we learned in a brisa, V'kidashtem eitz shnas hachamishim shana. You should sanctify the 50th year as Yovel. Matam alomar. Why is the Torah teaching me? L'fishna Rabbi Yom HaKippurim. Since it says you blow the shofar Yom Kippur, Yochal Lotei Miskadash El Yom Kippur Veilach, you might think that Yovel actually starts at Yom Kippur. Tamad Loimar, V'kidashtem Et Shnas HaChamishim, that we sanctify the 50th year, Melameit Shemiskadash Es Veoleches Mitchilasa. This teaches us that the year is miskadeshes v'oleches mitchilasa, that it starts on Rosh Hashanah. Mikanam Rabbi Shmuel b'Rosh Yochanan ben Broka. Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippur. Mi Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippur. Lo hayu avadim niftarin lebatein v'lo mishtabdin ladonein. The slaves for the first 10 days of Yovel, they stopped working in Rosh Hashanah, but they wouldn't go home yet. Ela oichlin v'shosin v'smeichin. They would put crowns on their head. We're free men. They would eat and drink and party for 10 days. They weren't working because the work ended already Rosh Hashanah. But they wouldn't go home till Yom Kippur.
Sounds like the Lel Seder Rabbi Natar, same Rosh Hashan.
Yeah.
The freedom.
Like, right, the freedom, good. Kevin Shige Yom Kippur, Taku Bezdin B'Shofar, Yom Kippur Bezdin B'Lo Shofar, V'Niftaru, Avad L'Blatayim. Then they would go home. V'Sados Chozos L'Baleim. And the fields would go back to their original owners. So even though Iker Yovel really begins from Rosh Hashanah, however, the Avadim wouldn't go home, and the fields wouldn't officially be freed until Yom Kippur. Aye, V'Rabbanan. So the Chacham and Betaka hold that Yovel would only actually start on Yom Kippur. So they don't dash in the Pasuk that way. So what do they learn from this Pasuk? What do they learn from the Pasuk? V'kidashtem eishnas ha-chamishim shana. What do you mean? Shana mata makadesh v'yata makadesh chodashim. So Rabbanan learned out from this pasuk, v'kidashtem eishnas ha-chamishim shana, that you only would declare an uber year. Only Yovel would bezdin at the beginning of Yovel say, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, that this year is a holy year. However, every Rosh Chodesh, when they would declare the new month as the new moon, the new month, they, Bezdin, would not say, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. That's what the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochanan broke a hold. That's actually three opinions in the Mishnah later on in Choftal, three opinions. Chachamim say, they would never say Mekodesh, Mekodesh by Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah later on says that you would always say Mekodesh, Mekodesh by Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah says later on that you would say this. And there's a third Shita, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok says that if they made Rosh Chodesh on day 30, they would say Mekodesh, Mekodesh. But if Rosh Chodesh was day 31, they would not say Mekodesh, Mekodesh, because that it would happen automatically. Because if it wasn't 30, it's for sure 31, there was no need for Bezdin to sanctify. Three Shitas. A little bit further, here we go, a little bit more, says the Gemara. Tanya Idach. One more line. Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisa, Yovel hi shnas hachamishim shana tielachem. It's Yovel hi. Ma tamad lomar. What's the pasuk teaching me? It already said that the 50th year of Yovel, the 50th year is Yovel. So what's this extra pasuk? Yovel hi shnas hachamishim shana. It already said earlier in pasuk Yud. So this is pasuk Yud Aleph, right? Two pasukim in a row say v'kidash to make shnas hachamishim shana. Right? We said it before that the 50th year is sanctified as Yovel. So what's this additional pasuk? Yovel hi shnas hachamishim shana. Why again? It already said in the pasuk earlier that Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah. Yachol kishem shemiskadeshes v'olachas mitchilasa. You might think that just like Yovel begins at Rosh Hashanah, kach miskadeshes v'olachas b'sofa. So you might think just like the slaves don't actually go free till Yom Kippur, yet you add on that they stop working 10 days early. You add on to the Yovel 10 days before Yom Kippur. You also add on some time after Yovel, from the next year. Kach miskadesh lechz b'sofa. Maybe, I don't know, anything that's sold in the beginning of the next year is also subject to the laws of Yovel. Maybe you should stop working the land even for some days after Yovel. Va'al tisman, don't ask me questions about that. How could it be that even the year afterwards, Sharim osif mechol al kodesh, by Shemitah, by Shabbos, by Yontif, we have this idea of adding on. So you might think you have to add on after Yovel a little bit, Tosefes Yovel. Tam v'lomar, no, Yovel hi, shnas hachamishim. It's only the 50th year. But the 51st year has no Kedusha at all. V'Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan that hold that Yovel Taka only begins in Yom Kippur.
So there is no additional time in the beginning. So there's no Havamina that should be additional time at the end. What do they do with the extra Pasuk?
Rabbanan, oh, Shnas Chamishim Atamone, V'yatamone, Shnas Chamishim, V'achas.
You count the Yovel as the 50th year. It's its own separate year. Yovel is not both the 50th year and year one of the next Yovel cycle.
La fuke mi de Rabbi Yehuda. And this comes to exclude the famous opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Da amar shnas chamishim oyle lekan ulekan. Rabbi Yehuda holds the 50th year is day 50 of the previous Yovel cycle and year one of the 50th Yovel cycle, and it's also year one of the next cycle.
Kamash Malan Delo. So the Torah is teaching me that no, according to this opinion, Yovel he Shnas Hachamishim Shana, that it counts as year 50. But the next year is year one. That's Tanakama, who argues in Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's really that the first Yovel is year 50, the next Yovel is year 99, the next Yovel is year 148, then 197, right? It's not really 50-50-50, because year 50 is also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, year 50 is also year one. So it's really 49, 49, 49, 49, if you do the math. But we don't hold that way. We hold that the Yovel is its own. I'm not sure how we hold. Kamashlan Delo. We hold that against Tanakama says against that way.
It's harder to count.
Yeah. We're going to come back to this Bez Hashem tomorrow, but so that's the question. Right. The counting of the years, according to Tanakama here, counting of the years begins after Yovel, the next 50-year cycle. Comes to exclude Rabbi Yehuda, says that the 50th year counts both for the previous Yovel, and it's also the first year of the next Yovel. Okay, we'll come back to this. Everyone should have a wonderful day tomorrow morning, 7:05.
This is over here. Thank you.